I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Let's look in Proverbs chapter 14 this morning. I would like to look at one verse, Proverbs 14 and verse 28. Proverbs 14:28 says this, "In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince." Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for this day. This is your day, the Lord's day. And Lord, in the coming together that we have, we thank you. Lord, I ask you this morning, would you bless the word? Help us to hear. Lord, bless it, I pray, to the salvation of sinners, the comfort of your people. For Christ's sake, amen. I want to tell you, just to sum up what this verse of Scripture says, and then we're going to look at it and show how these things are so. This is what Proverbs 14:28 says. Almighty God does what He purposes to do. Almighty God gets His work done. He gets the job done. That's what it means. And He's honored in doing that which He purposes to do. And for that, we're thankful. Now, this morning, I want us to start in proving that point right there. I want to make good on that statement. God gets the job done. In honoring Himself, glorifying His Son, and drawing His people to Him. You know, we've considered this marvelous request that was made by Moses when he asked the Lord in Exodus 33:18. Here's what Moses said. "I beseech thee, I ask you, Lord, I'd like to make a request. Show me your glory. Show me your honor. Show me your abundance. Show me your splendor. Show me your dignity. Show me your heaviness." That's what. Show me. And in the New Testament, we've looked at this before. That word glory, the glory of the Lord, that unchanging, incorruptible nature of Almighty God means this. What do you think? I want to know. Lord, would you bless us this morning? And the question that Moses asked you, show me your glory. What do you think? What's your opinion? Lord, what have you determined to do? Would you show us that? Well, the answer that the Lord gave Moses, one that should stop every mouth of pride and cause every sinner. That's us. That's us. All of us. To bow in reverence before Him who alone is worthy of our praise. This is what He said. "I will make all my goodness, all of my benefit, all of my favor, all of my pleasing pass before you. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I think. This is my opinion. I'm going to make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord. I'm going to set forth the authority and the character of myself before you. And I will be gracious. I looked that word up again. I'm going to stoop. I'm going to stoop in kindness to you. I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious, and I will show mercy. I'm going to pity those that I'm going to show mercy to. Now from that revelation, I know this. When the Lord said, when Moses asked Him, "Show me Your glory. Lord, I want to know what You think. Would you tell me that?" And the Lord was pleased to tell him, "I'm going to have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. Whosoever I'm pleased to show grace to, that's who I'm going to show grace to. Whoever I'm pleased to show mercy to, that's who I'm going to show mercy to. Lord, that's what You think. That's what I think." But from that statement, I know this, that God has a people. I know that He has a chosen people. I know that He has a people that He has chosen according to Ephesians 1:4. And that's a statement that cannot be successfully debated. I do understand. I understand men will argue with him about it. But it's not going to hold water. Almighty God has set forth that before the foundation of the world, He chose a people. And in Him choosing those people, He chose them in Christ. And Almighty God's choosing them in Christ, in choosing His Son to be their surety, His chosen, His elect, the one that He first trusted in. He chose them in the Lord, and those people chosen in Him were chosen to be holy. They're holy in Christ. Holy and without blame before Him in love. Lord, that's what You think. That's exactly right. Now those chosen have been redeemed in time and absolutely made holy by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who out of every nation and kindred and tribe and tongue that the Lord Jesus Christ has represented, they're going to come to Christ by faith. Lord, this is Your opinion based on Your Word. You chose a people, gave them to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is their surety. Came into this world and answered for every one of them. And God accepted what Christ did in their stead. He lived for them, and God Almighty counted His obedience to them for righteousness. That's exactly right. And in time, I'm telling you, based on God's Word, Almighty God, under the preaching of this truth right here, that God does what God wants to do. That Almighty God is going to call them, and He's going to give them a new heart. They had a stony heart that they were born with in Adam, a heart of rebellion. And Almighty God says, I'm going to take that stony heart out of them. The corruption of that old heart, they're going to go to their grave with it. The presence of sin. But I'm telling you, that old heart does not rule anymore. The Lord said, I'm going to remove it. And I'm going to give you a new heart. A willing heart. A heart that loves God. A heart that bows to God. A heart that's going to struggle with that old nature. It's still there. The corruption. Sin. Paul says, in my flesh. But God Almighty has promised, I'm going to keep you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to let you perish. I will not let you perish. Lord, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. God is honored in bringing all of His people to Himself. Now, knowing that, Proverbs 14:28 says this, in the multitude of people is the king's honor. In the multitude of people, the king's honor and glory and praise of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is bringing to glory all that the Father has entrusted Him with. That's how He's going to glorify Himself. None of them will be lost. He has everlastingly stood for them, everlastingly answered for them as their representative and their husband. And He's going to have them. He's going to bring them to the Father. I know they fail. I know they fail in Adam. I know that they fail. And when they fail, they spiritually died. They died and had absolutely no ability to commune with God, to love God, come to God. They had no heart to praise Him. They were children of wrath, even as others. That's how they were born. And God always loved them. He always saw them in Christ. He ever beheld them in His precious Son. And all of them, by nature, were like every other person that fell in Adam. But Almighty God, who would have mercy and be gracious to whomsoever He would, said, you deliver them from going down to the pit. I found a ransom. When did He find him? He always found him. He's everlastingly found him. The Lord Himself, who was ever before Him, Almighty God, does what God says He's going to do. The Scripture says, for God so loved the world, the arrangement, the order of man, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's got a people. They're in this world. But they've been chosen out of this world. And they're not of this world. And when He calls them out of darkness, they know they're not of this world. They don't feel comfortable in this world. They don't feel comfortable. They're not comfortable with this world's religion. They're not going to worship this world's little g god. They're not going to bow to Him. They will not. God's going to keep them. The Lord of glory in the fullness of time sent forth, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that they all, that is all that the Father had given Him, might receive the adoption of sons. God's got a people. God's got a people. God gets the job done. The Lord Jesus Christ, He went to Calvary. borrow. He was going to be forsaken of his father. And the scripture sets forth in knowing that his father would forsake him. The scripture sets forth in that garden he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood in the anticipation that he would be forsaken, that his people would not be forsaken. The shedding of his blood, 1,500 years, that's what I've told you, 1,500 years of the blood of bulls and goats could not do what one offering, the Lord Jesus Christ, by one offering, hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Listen, you that love him, you that know him, you that struggle. And I'll tell you this, a believer, he's the one that's struggling. He's the one struggling, striving to make his calling and election sure. A believer wants to hear, as I've said before, you tell me one more time. Tell me one more time. I know you've told me again. I know you've preached this before. I know I've heard it before. You tell me one more time. Tell me how God is not going to forsake his people. Tell me one more time. Tell me how a believer thinks. Tell me what the scripture says concerning God's opinion. Tell me one more time. I want to hear it again. Don't tickle my ears. Don't tell me things that don't matter. I want to know this. Tell me that God gets the job done. Tell me how he keeps his people. Now, according to the power and the majesty of him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings, the scripture says that in the multitude of people is the King's honor. Here's the honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves his own. There's his honor. Lord, show me your honor. Lord, show me your glory. Lord, show me what glorifies you. How are you honored? How are you glorified? Tell me, Lord, how you are. I have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. Oh, how great is the honor of our heavenly King in the redemption of those that he's purposed to save. Glory. That Almighty God would say, state, here is my glory. This is it. This is it. I'm going to save my people. Oh, how little do we think of the glorious salvation wrought out by God's choosing, by Christ's redemption, and by the Holy Spirit's regenerating grace and power. Oh, in that day when we stand before the throne, accepted in the Beloved. I think of this Hebrews 2:2. Think of this glorious day and listen to the words of our Savior. On that day, Hebrews 2, verses 11 to 13. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, will I sing praise unto thee, and again I will put my trust in him, and again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. In that day to come and to stand before God Almighty, in that great day, the day of judgment, and to hear
Him saying, "Behold, I and the children that you gave me." Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. What a reunion. All of God's family shall be there. Nobody missing. No empty places. This is the King's honor. All of His people shall be with Him. In the multitude of people is the King's honor. But in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. In the decline of wealth, the want. The decline of wealth. That's what it means. In the want of the people is the destruction. That means to take hold of and to seize. This last phrase right here is setting forth the God, the little g God, that man and his false religion preaches. Now let me tell you what that last statement right there said. I told you, you know what the first part says. Here's what the first part says. God gets His job done. God does what God wants to do. What He desires to do. But you know what that last part says? That last part says right there that the little g God of this world that people say wants to save, that He loves everybody, He desires for all people to be with Him, but He can't have them. He can't have them if they won't let Him. If they're not willing to give Him their heart, oh, He sent His Son into this world, and His Son lived perfectly. And He went to the cross and He died for everybody's sin. That's a lie. That's a lie. He did not die for everybody's sin. Now you go look at John 10:15 and tell me who He died for. He said, "I lay down my life for the sheep." Here's this little God desiring to save, hoping that somebody will give Him a break and give Him some honor and come to Him and exercise their free will that the Scripture says man doesn't have. In the want of people, in the decline of wealth, He died for them, they say. And He had to send them to hell. Shed His blood in vain. God Almighty forsook Him. God Almighty sent Him to the cross. He laid down His life willingly and paid everybody's debt. And because a little impotent man, because a man that has no ability to do anything, wouldn't give Him his heart, God Almighty had sent him to hell, disgraced His Son. Christ shed His blood in vain. That is the most horrible, most disrespectful thing that I'd ever hear. Let me tell you something. You want to know what the glory of God is? God does what God purposes to do. And anybody that tells you that man wants to do something and he can't do it, or your arms are the only arms that he has, or hands, or your eyes are the only eyes that he's got, that's a lie. That's a lie. The God of this Bible does as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. He absolutely is going to save His people. Now let me tell you how you know that Almighty God has had mercy on you. Here's how you know. You believe God. You don't put any trust whatsoever in yourself, in your ability. You don't look back to when you decided to walk down an aisle and think that that was when Almighty God was able to show mercy on you. No confidence in the flesh. Salvation is today. Right now. Today. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to God's purpose. If Almighty God has given you a heart to believe this, to trust Him, to forsake all other, you bow to Him, which you will. You confess Him in baptism according to His word, His command. Almighty God has mercy, compassion, grace on whomsoever He will. Amen.